We're talking to two-time world champion, four-time NCAA champion, and Lansing native Kyle Dake here on Between the Lines. And Kyle, thanks for the time. Before we get into your recent match against Frank Chamizo, how did everything come together with making that match happen down in Texas?
It was kind of a long process. They were trying to get wrestling back, live wrestling back, because it had been so long since the fans had seen anything. And we had a couple people we were trying to get, and eventually, we got into talks with Frank, and thankfully it worked out, and we were able to get the match going in July.
And were there any, protocols you had to follow to make sure it was able to happen?
Yeah, so we had to stay at the hotel. That's where the venue was. That's where the, cross-training was. That's where everything was. Mm-hmm. And, everyone was required to get testing in the morning. So you'd go in and basically have a health checkup. And, they didn't allow any fans. That, everything was kind of barricaded off. And we had our own private wing of the hotel. So we were able to, minimize our contact and, have a successful event.
And the match itself, you won 4-3. He's a former Olympic bronze medalist. And aside from you with that hitting that roll that got you those points to win, what really stood out to people was his late takedown attempt at the end that you were able to defend and secure the victory. So what goes through your mind when you know your opponent's going to give it everything they got at the very end to try to steal a win?
There's a few things that go on. Most of the time is make sure they don't get to your leg. Do your best to make sure they don't get to your leg. But, when a guy is desperate, he'll take a lot more risk and take a lower probability of finishing attack. And that's kind of what he shot, and he was able to build up a little bit, but I felt pretty confident in my defense. I didn't really feel like I was in any danger of giving up a takedown or anything like that.
That's great. And we're talking to Kyle Dake, coming off a victory over former Olympic bronze medalist Frank Chamizo. And after the match was when the fun stuff started going down. Chamizo called for a rematch at 74 kilos, but then you called out Zauberbek Sidakov, who's a former world champion, and he also has wins over Jordan Burroughs in his career. So what makes him the right guy to face next for you?
I've always wanted to wrestle Sidakov. He's a, he's a two-time world champion the past 2 years. So I won two, and he won two. We were he was the weight class below me. And, he's a really strong competitor. And, anytime there's, someone great out there, I always want to go out and wrestle them and, test myself. And that's the biggest thing for me is, just test myself to see where I'm at and move forward, from that. So, Sidakov is obviously the best in the world. And I want to see if he truly is the best or if it's me.
Mm-hmm. And are there any developments with that so far, or is it still just in the early process?
It's in the early process. I don't know if there's any dates picked out, because for him to come over here, it's going to be pretty difficult. He's going to need a long quarantine. He's going to need special, all sorts of different things. So we'll see what happens there. But he, he's got Russian nationals coming up, I think in September. So he's got to wrestle in those, but I'm excited to see if anything develops and if we can get this match going before trials.
Mm-hmm. And of course the back and forth between you and Jordan Burroughs continued after the match. You're both vying for that 74 kilo spot on the Olympic roster. So how much more confidence does a win like the one you had over Chamizo give you as you continue on that collision course with Burroughs?
It just shows that the stuff I'm doing is working. Where I'm headed and the things I've been working on, I'm on the right track. And having seen that, and I always felt that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm on the right track. But to actually have a hard data point and look at the fact that I beat a world, Olympic bronze medalist, a two-time world champion, really solidifies that thought and that training process.
Absolutely. We're talking to two-time world champion Kyle Dake, and you weren't alone in Texas. You had a Cornell wrestler and Olympic hopeful Vito Arujao with you, and he won at the same event by tech fall. So what do you think about his performance and how he's been growing as a wrestler?
I mean, Vito is an incredible competitor. He's fast. He's got really good technique. He's cool under pressure. He's something that's really, really special. And, you know, for him to go out and be able to compete again and, you know, put it all on the line is pretty cool. Because he's pretty much been on the same schedule as me. Last year, he took an Olympic red shirt. And he competed, I think, the week after I did in Italy. He was over in Russia competing, and he didn't get the result he was looking for. You know, I think he ended up losing a really tight match. But, you know, he's been itching to get back on the mat, and this was just a good opportunity for him to go out and showcase his skills, and he did a really, really nice job.
And I believe that since the last time we had you on air here at ESPN Ithaca, you were named the NCAA's Wrestler of the Decade. So what does that honor mean to you?
You know, it's pretty special because there are so many great athletes that have come through during that time. You know, there's been four-time NCAA finalists, multiple-time Hodge Trophy winners. There's been another four-time NCAA champion. There's been, you know, all sorts of great three-time national champions who have, you know, pin records. And, you know, so to be able to stand out and be recognized as Wrestler of the Decade is pretty great. You know, there's another guy who won the Olympics and while he was still in college, and there was another guy who was a bronze medalist while he was still in college. So it's pretty awesome to be able to receive this award, and you know, I'm just thankful for all the support I've had over my career at Cornell and continue to have there.
I love it. And last question I have, your fellow Cornell coach, Mike Gray, announced that he'll be having a daughter soon. So as a girl dad yourself, what tips do you have for him?
I guess just don't baby her. That's what I do. Ella Jo, I mean, I treat Ella Jo just like I would any other kid. It's not, you know, I'm not like saying, oh, be careful, you know, watch out. I let her fall and I let her scrape her knees and, you know, make mistakes. And, you know, Mike has a son too, so he's got that, and just raise him the same way he raises Declan, and he'll be good to go.
That's awesome. Thank you for your time, Kyle.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.